Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 10, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter. July 10, 2019. To avoid dissents, one must create them on one's own in any state, by asking the creator to come closer to him, that is, by asking to advance toward the goal. And if one doesn't ask for it ahead of time, he receives a dissent, so he will wish for that and ask to come closer. One should compare the states of suffering and pleasure, and be grateful for redemption from suffering. And it doesn't matter how much he receives, what matters is how much he appreciates what he receives from the Creator. To this degree, the sensation of what he receives grows, along with one's closeness to the Creator. The feeling that one doesn't advance and even regresses is given by the Creator deliberately, so one will feel suffering, lack of adhesion with the Creator. A person thereby creates a kli inside of him for adhesion, the desire to fulfill the Creator. Josephus Flavius, there's no point in fighting with the Jews, they will kill one another anyway. Indeed, if our enemies left us alone, this is what would happen in Israeli society. It's what happened during the destruction of the first and second temples. By directing all our forces at the internal war, we would quickly destroy ourselves. The Creator operates on a person from outside, through the world, and through inside, through one's inner nature. We are between two forces in order to reach correction, perception of the Creator's governance as perfect. Until we balance the Creator's inner and external forces. I see around me a reflection of myself, my faults. I see all of reality and the connections between its parts, as imperfect. This shows how uncorrected I am. All of reality is perfect. Only man requires correction. But man can be corrected only through his environment. We mustn't correct anything in reality except our perception of it. We see the world according to our own qualities. Hence we have to correct our view of creation. Creation itself, which appears before us, is absolutely perfect. Peace in the world is the perfection that we must attain. A person should express love. Balhasulam writes that in the future corrected society every nation will maintain its corporeal traditions because they emerged from different spiritual roots of 70 nations. There should be love in the relations between people, but its externally expressed form will correspond to the mentality of each nation. Most importantly, a person should express love. In this, he follows not his own opinion and understanding, but another person's perception of love, and he adjusts himself to it. If I, a Jew, want to treat a Frenchman, for whom the most delicious food is frogs, then I will look for kosher frogs for him. We are obliged to unite not because of the fear of the Creator or the government, but because of the integral connection revealed in nature more and more every day. If we approach such a connection, we will feel good, but if not, then it will be bad for us. Nature demands us to unite, and there is nowhere to escape from it. Today there is fear of the danger of the imminent disappearance of life on Earth because of climate warming, ozone holes, and high methane gas concentrations in the atmosphere. But all this will not happen. We will suffocate, but we will not die. We will be forced to go through all the suffering until we fulfill the terms of nature. If unity is embedded in the root of creation, in its ultimate goal, then we will certainly get to it. The only question is the price that we will pay for it. The law of the society of the future: everyone receives the existential necessities in order to give 100% of themselves to serve society, living on an equal footing with everyone. This is the law of mutual guarantee, avowed, implemented in corporeal form. We are obliged to it not by the socialist system or philosophical convictions, but by the law of nature, which we must fulfill. If we do not fulfill it, then it will be very bad for us, and we will still be forced to obey, but only by receiving blows. We have the opportunity to walk in the path of the light, Krishna. It is predicted that in 50 years the Earth will be lifeless and burned out. There will be no ozone, no oxygen, no life. But we should not worry about the ozone layer, leave this concern to the Creator. We need to take care of implementing the laws that we are able to fulfill, that is, the law of love of one's neighbor. By this, we will put all of nature in order. Over the coming years, we will witness how all our attempts to normalize the environment by taking care of flowers, trees, plants, and disappearing coral reefs, and prohibiting fishing are useless. We can decide that from today onward we will not do anything that could harm the globe, and tomorrow we will discover more and more problems, the financial crisis, the collapse of society. Nature must lead us to the decision to unite. Therefore, we will suffocate without oxygen, burn under holes in the ozone layer, suffer from volcanic eruptions and hurricanes in order to realize that there is no choice, that only through our connection can we calm nature. Humanity is the highest level of existence in nature. We are all connected together, and if we reach balance on the human level, then all other levels will balance automatically, from top to bottom. But if hatred and confusion reign on our top level, then no matter how much we invest in the lower levels trying to preserve the environment, nothing will help. No matter how many committees we open or how much money we invest, everything will be useless. Only one thing will help, the mutual guarantee between us, the correct social education. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 19th of June 2019, Building the Future Society. Preparation begins in the morning. Question: is it right to prepare myself in advance to be in one thought about the Creator, the group, and the ten? Suppose tomorrow the usual work week begins. I know that if I do not prepare myself, then the normal working day, with all its problems, will just take it away. Answer: what you are preparing yourself for is your business, your decision. But preparation is always needed in any case and no matter what for. If a person does something, he must prepare for it. As soon as you wake up, the best thing is to direct your thoughts to the fact that there is none else besides him, and then your day will be mainly dedicated only to strengthening unity with the Creator who absolutely controls you in every way and at every moment. Then, inside this you can insert all your earthly problems. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, February 3, 2019. New Life Number 1115. A Formula for the Right Connection.
Hello and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about connection. We'd like to learn the art of connection. We're living in the system of nature. Around us, there's the still, the vegetative, the animate, the speaking, and we want to see how the different connections between all the parts of creation can teach us about our relationships. On our way to a better life, be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, many times on our shows you talk about connection. And in order to simplify the concept, we'd like to talk about connection today, but on the simplest level. We'd like to talk about the connection between the different substances in nature. And let's see, where does it take us? We see that there are substances that you can mix together and those that you can't. For example, if I take certain products, then if I connect them correctly, you'll get amazing dishes. And if you don't connect them correctly, it won't be tasty at all. Of course, there's the matter of personal taste, but there are things that simply don't work together. Or words. Suppose I take words and put them together into a sentence. If they're put together correctly, I get a sentence that's pleasant to my ear. If you put the words incorrectly together, it really irritates, bugs the ear. And I wanted to understand, what's the difference between correct connection and incorrect connection, between parts, substances? For this, we need the wisdom of Kabbalah, because we learn about the correct connection actually from a connection, a structure that's called in Hebrew a partsuf, or the ten sefirot, in which opposite, different qualities come together into one mechanism called a partsuf. It's a structure. In this structure, there are 10 parts. Forces, you can call them, qualities that are connected with one another. And by the special kind of connection, supplementation that exists between them, they become a complete structure. Complete, meaning that their connection is a connection that leads them to wholeness and perfection. Perfection means that they realize all of their forces and qualities in the most optimum, best possible way, where they complete each other, supplement each other, so much so that they have no further lack, desire, inner hunger on different levels. And therefore, this form is either called ten sefirot, the structure, is either called ten sefirot, or a partsuf, or havaya in Hebrew, something that you probably saw many times, the letters yud ke vav ke in Hebrew. Why is that the name of the Creator? Because this perfect and whole connection that we, the created beings, can reach gives us the attainment of the Creator, where we start feeling, who is the upper force, what is the upper force, through this perfect connection. You're saying that this connection gives you a special feeling, and you call this special feeling, feeling the Creator. Yes. That's all I know about Him. Only what I attain from the good could also be perfect connection. On the way, I attain different partial forms of connection in these 10 parts, in the 10 sefirot, or in these 4 letters of Yud Ke Vav Ke, and this is how I attain the Creator. Attaining the Creator, meaning attaining the whole and perfect connection that in me is expressed as the whole and perfect connection between all of my qualities, where none of them is missing, but each of them really according to their complete ability and connection with the others, that's called 10 complete sefirot, and then I attain this wholeness and perfection called the attainment of the Creator. And we see here that the Creator is presented to us as the great whole and complete force of connection between all of the opposite and different parts. This is how we attain Him, from His oppositeness, from the rejection, from the hatred. This is why He has created the evil inclination. As it says, I have created the evil inclination. He has created our ego, which is the very opposite of connection. So that by working on our ego, on our rejection from connection, we'll reach connection, and then we'll feel, understand, and reveal Him. This is the entire goal of our development. Going a moment back to our dish, how does everything that you told us up until now determine whether we'll get tasty food as a result of connecting our products or not? We are in a state where our different tissues are connected, different parts, biological forms. There are forces that are operating in us, developing us. And all human beings reach several such, I'd say, standard forms. Like it says that there are the 70 nations of the world. These 70, this number, it is also taken from the structure of the ten sefirot, where you have the rosh, the head in these ten sefirot, called gal, the first three sefirot, and there are the lower sefirot, the seven lower sefirot, and these seven sefirot, each of them consists of 10. So you get 70 as a result. And the 70 forms of connection, each of them gives us a certain kind of connection of the foundations, each of which is called a nation. And so we have the 70 nations of the world. Now what's interesting is that every nation has habits of its own, a nature of its own, tastes of its own, everything. And sure, they can somehow be close and connect with each other, but nonetheless, something natural remains in them. We can see it by their DNA and by other things. There are differences, and these are unerasable differences. What creates a bad kind of connection? Whether a connection is good or not is determined only by a simple law. Is it to the benefit of the connection? Is connection for the sake of connection, in order to benefit the connection of two parts or more, that the more they connect it will be to everyone satisfactory, then that's called a good connection. If someone suppresses someone else, then it's a bad connection because eventually it won't hold. Also in the still, in everything. All have the same nature, work by the same nature. So if there's a connection between two parts and one tries to suppress the other or something, someone can't completely express himself, it's a bad connection. You can't control each other, not on the still, the vegetative, the animate, or the speaking degree, and also the creator. This general force, this general connection, doesn't want to control anyone. But his control is in that he's pushing us towards connection, so that we'll find out that connection is the absolute good, and that we'll join him, that we'll keep it. Can I take the matter of suppression and control as a rule that applies to all the levels of nature? Yes. So a good connection is one where there's no attempt to control or suppress the other, and a bad connection is that one substance tries to suppress or control the other? Yeah. And we see it in human society and everything. In society, it's pretty clear, but it's interesting that this is how you relate to all of nature, that this rule applies to all levels. You have something hot and something cold. You mix them together, and you see that they reach some kind of equilibrium, connection. All of nature reaches connection, and in that connection, some kind of an average state. It's on an inner, natural, instinctive level that exists in the still, the vegetative, and the animate. On the human level, this is something that we have to research and understand against our own ego, what's truly to our own benefit. There are kinds of connections that create new substances, like water. You take two different elements, you put them together, and you get a new substance. And from two kinds of gas, you get liquid. Yeah, something completely different. Is there a certain kind of connection that really creates new matter, new substances? Always. What's different about the kind of connection that creates completely new substances? We have the Mendeleev chart, the basic elements. Every connection creates a new kind of substance if it can hold itself together. There are those that can exist only for a very short period of time, but eventually, yes. Any connection that reaches a stable state eventually creates some kind of matter. How do we see them in nature? Because they connected and they're stable. We can add different special conditions. Pressure, heat, cold, different things. And then by these external conditions, to force things that don't have a natural inclination towards it to connect. Meaning under natural conditions, this is what we mean by natural. We can force them to connect. And what does it mean they were supposed or not supposed to connect? Suppose I have two little children that don't want to connect and they fight all the time. So I set a certain condition where it's preferable for them to be connected. That's on the human level. This is already between two complex systems, but also on other degrees. How can we bring together or closer to biological or chemical substances? Even today, we can take tissues, parts from one body, and put them in another body. And what determines whether they'll connect or not? Their compatibility, that we perform different artificial actions in order to break the force that opposes connection. Sometimes you transplant an organ. Sometimes it's accepted and sometimes it's rejected. This depends on our artistry, the artistry of connection. Okay, so I'm not asking as a doctor. I'm asking you as a Kabbalist, when is an organ accepted in another body and when isn't it? When we can overcome the natural law that everything wants to keep itself without connecting with anything else. So, if we'll develop substances in a laboratory that can break the natural resistance for connection, then theoretically you can connect everything with everything, of course, and on all levels, also including on the psychological and our spiritual level too. So what's the parallel to this on the human level? On the human level, that I don't want to connect with you. I have different tastes, I see things differently, I don't like what you like, and so on. And I can start working on myself in order to start seeing you as the right partner for connection. Any two people can connect, because sometimes people really reject other people. Everyone has to reach connection. And the only matter here is it worthwhile? Can you explain? What is there to explain? Suppose I'm really suffering because of something, and if I connect with you, then I benefit from it. I stop suffering, and maybe I can't stand you so much that it's not enough for me simply not to suffer, but I also have to really gain from it. But still, it's worthwhile. So it only depends on what will I eventually get. But if I get something big enough, then it's possible. About new substances. A good connection. By the way, we make many new substances. Plastic, many artificial things. We live in an entirely artificial world. Look around you. everything's artificial. It doesn't exist in nature the way it is. And the connection between two people also creates a new substance. Meaning, when you take two particles, it's hard to identify what's the first substance and what's the second substance. The connection between the two can only be above them, where each rises above his egoistic nature, where he doesn't want to be connected with others, and then he acts against his own desire in order to be connected with the other. And the only question is, why? What for? So it's better to keep my distance, and therefore everyone today has their own room, computer, Wi-Fi. I order pizza on the phone, and that's it. This is my life. I don't need anything else. And so what follows is that here we have to see what do we gain and what do we lose. Because if we look at the ego, then everyone simply goes into their own corner, and how much we really lose from it. And in the meantime, we're developing in the opposite direction, where everyone moves away from the others. We create different devices that help us keep our distance from the others. I don't have to meet you in order to talk to you. Thank God I have a phone. You can even text someone. Yeah, and then I don't know you, and I don't want to get to know you more closely, but we'll keep in touch. This means to keep in touch. And this is how it is. Why? Because through that we have to come to the recognition of evil, that what we need is the art of connection, and our connection is something necessary, crucial. Otherwise, what we come to is a state where we wither. A person becomes a vegetable. He doesn't need anything. I want to be in some kind of game, and really today there are many such games in which a person can live his entire life. And he goes into his virtual world. He arranges it in a way that's good for him. He limits himself, and by limiting himself, he feels comfortable. He doesn't have to yield to anyone. So why should he connect with others? You're right. By nature, by our own nature, what we're doing is we're studying our own nature now, and we're going with it, we're following it. Everyone wants their small room, bed, computer. Today you don't even need a computer, you have your mobile phone. And that's it, that's all I need. The minimum to eat, I don't even care about that, I don't even want to leave my room. Everything's on my little screen. Then why connect? Because there's the general force of nature that won't allow us to enjoy life this way. That after each of us is thoroughly absorbed in his little screen and corner and completely doesn't want to be connected with others. And we go deeper and deeper into it. And we almost drown there. We're integrated in that corner. So much that there's no longer someone to get out of that corner. I'm so adhered to it. And I even take the shape of that corner, kind of triangle. Then I start discovering how bad this thing really is. For this, the force of nature, the force of connection has to be revealed, which is called the Creator. And this force shows me what a zero I am, how much I'm losing, that I completely don't exist, but I'm just keeping this primitive law of nature, and that I have other abilities and horizons at the reach of my hand. And this period will be called the recognition of evil. And then mankind will start acknowledging that it has to come out of its hiding place, out of this corner, out of their little screens, and that it's true, big, correct, broad, infinite development is through connection. And then they will want and look for where are those people that can teach us the art of connection. And they'll discover that these are Kabbalists. When people were in their little screen, in their little corner, and suddenly they start connecting. What happens now? What happens as a result of this connection? Between them, in the connection that's above the ego, they discover the upper force. They discover a higher degree of connection, an eternal, whole, and complete degree. They discover natural resources that previously weren't revealed to them at all. And by that, they get pleasure, fulfillment, such an existence that is above the animate level. Today, we're on the animate level. All in all, we live according to what our small egoistic desire dictates. And where do we get this new desire from? It develops in us. It's like in the past, from the still came the vegetative, from the vegetative the animate, and from the animate, the human, the speaking degree will develop. So, when the desire to connect develops in people and everyone as if comes out of their own corner, and they search for connection, they're searching, hello, who else wants to connect? We start understanding now that connection can bring us new things. People will start finding on their mobiles, on their different gadgets, different connecting games. How good connection is. There are many things here, and people will find it, because their general force will be managed by the upper force. And then they'll start connecting. What will this give birth to? A new entity, a new what? The system of connection between them. That this system has emotions and a higher intellect than a single individual on the animate level. And then they'll start using this. When I use the force of connection, which is a different degree of recognition, understanding, consciousness of life, when I connect with others and I feel in our connection that there is me and the other and between us, it opens up a new perception of reality. I start feeling a reality that isn't entirely included in me, but that it's outside of me. It's the opposite form. It's called in bestow, in bestowing to others. And then I reach the degree of man that I see an eternal world. I see myself in this eternal world, in an integral connection with everyone else. And I reach the upper reality. When we talked about a bad kind of connection at first, you said that it's a result of the desire to control and suppress others, that this is what controls our interactions, and therefore it generates a bad kind of connection. What leads to the good and correct kind of connection? We have to help each other in that. Love. That I'm included, integrated in the other, and I'm willing to do what he wants, and he is included in me, and is drawn to do what's good for me. Why? Because by that we buy each other. I acquire your desire and qualities, you acquire my desire and my qualities, and if everyone connects with everyone in the world this way, with all people, then everyone will be included of everyone else, meaning that everyone will be the comprehension of all of mankind. Imagine what desire, what thought, what abilities man has then, and this is the new human being? Yes, it'll be a new man. It's a general system in which we'll be so integrated and included of one another that system is called then Adam in Hebrew, which means man. In this entire story, there is an evolutional process of ever-growing connections, of course, and in the background, you said that in nature there is this general force that advances this entire evolution towards the right kind of connection, that this connection will actually elevate all those connected people to a new degree of perception. What is this force that, as if, connects everyone, directs us in all these different ways that we don't understand, but that has this comprehensive perception and the final picture of the perfect connection? What is this force? It's called nature, or the creator, the upper. It's the force of nature. Where do we come from? From nature. We are from that general, global, upper force that has created all of reality. Nature. Where did the Big Bang come from, and the development of our universe, and so on? It's the general force of nature. And how is it related to our connection? It leads us through different events. The connection, through incorrect connections, it wants to teach us what the correct connection is. True. And we can see it from our world that a person can succeed in something only if he first fails in it. Meaning that I have to see the opposite of the truth and then reach the truth. I can't build something good unless I first break and stumble upon my mistakes. So everything that stood in the way of our connection were stops on our way to learn what true love and connection is. Everything in order to reach the final goal, which is to integrate with everyone and attain the general force of nature. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.